Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's great to see you. Why don't y'all stand? And we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to praise him tonight for what he's done in our lives, for what he's doing, for what you may be praying to do for him to do. And so just before we get started, I just want to take a second and, just kind of shake off the stresses of the day to really put our focus and our attention on the Lord, on the completed work of the cross, that he's worthy to be praised. These nights of prayer and worship have become a really special thing in the lifeblood of our church. And we believe that tonight is no different. Man, that when we set our eyes on him, we put our faith in the one who can't let us down, man, incredible things happen. And so, Jesus, we just come to you tonight. Lord, we thank you for who you are, for every promise that you've given that we know to be true. Man, Lord, we fix our eyes, our attention on you. And Lord, would you just cast aside the hindrances, the burdens of today? And would you just help us to behold the riches of your glory, the riches of you? Man, we just surrender afresh to you. We open up our hearts to whatever you have for us tonight. We pray it in your precious name. And everyone said, amen, amen.
Crucified. So let's sing of his power and how he overcame death. And death.
Sweet it is, man, just to start our time celebrating Christ and Christ crucified. Amen. Man, it's because of him and him crucified that we have hope and peace and joy in the midst of. And tonight, in a few minutes, we're gonna spend some time praying in groups. And what I want you to do for the next couple minutes is really think about two things. One thing, something that the Lord has done in your life, whether it's recent or it's in the past, that you are just so, so grateful for. And the second thing is gonna be something in your life, whether it's an area in your family, your workplace, I don't know, a diagnosis or whatever, just something that you need the Lord to come and show up fresh in. And I know that sometimes, you know, when you're put on the spot in a group like that, it's hard to think of those things quickly, and now you have no excuse because you have like 10 minutes to think about it. Man, but what we're gonna do, and really the heart behind tonight and the heart behind this, is to just spend some time as a church body, as a family of God, interceding and praying and putting our faith in the Lord. And something that the Lord has been challenging me in lately, just to be honest, is, man, am I expectant for the Lord to do something every time I walk into this building? And if I'm honest, the answer is not always yes, but it should be, because we're worshiping the God who died and rose to guarantee our salvation, and he's still working, and he's still moving, and he's still reviving, he's still renewing, and he's still doing miracles. And so what I want us to do is just let our hearts be stirred, man, to put our faith in the completed work of the cross, to put our faith in Jesus, the one who never lets us down, amen? So for the next few minutes, whatever it looks like for you, we're just gonna continue to worship. But man, just be asking the Lord to bring those things to mind, to stir kind of the seeds that have been planted of faith and also of doubt. And we're gonna pray about it, we're gonna put our trust in him, and we're gonna continue to worship.
There's a melody, it's written in the echoes over time and space. A symphony of glory and of endless grace. All I need to do is just be still. With every beating heart, an exhale of breath, there's a hidden song. A subtle glimpse of love that's calling out to us. All I need to do is just be still. Oh, with angels above, I sing hallelujah. Cause you are holy, holy, holy God. To the end of all time, not just the rest of my life, I'll sing worthy, worthy, worthy are you.
Praise, for he is worthy in holy.
to the end of all time, not just the rest of my life. I'll sing worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. Oh, of everything that I could bring, of every song that I could sing. Oh, we pour out our praise right here, 'cause Jesus, you're worthy. Oh, forever you're worthy. And there's only one name holy, and one name worthy, worthy of all our praise. There's only one holy and one worthy, worthy of all our praise.
Jesus, we're calling upon your name, the only one who can save, the name above all names, the one synonymous with power, with glory, with mercy. We're laying down our defenses. Lord, we invite you in. Would you take us back to the secret place, Lord, where it's just you? It's just you and me. So, Lord, we're laying our guard down tonight for whatever you have, casting aside our fears or whatever it may be and picking up faith. Putting our faith in the only name who's always faithful.
when it was simple, just me and you, with no hidden agendas. So I'm coming back to where we first started, back to the heart of God, before I was guarded. I wanna be holy, righteous, pleasing to you. My life, the oil poured out for you. I lay down every crown. Here I just want you, Jesus. Oh, I just want you, Jesus. Oh, I'll give up everything just to have you, 'cause I just want you, Jesus. 'Cause there's nothing better than your love. There's nothing better than your presence. I just want you. Tasted, I've seen, so I just want you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, every day there's something to give you gratitude for. Whether it be the breath in our lungs, the songs that you put on our heart, the way that you love us, the fact that you saved us. Lord, in a world of chaos, there are so many things to be grateful for, and all of them are found in you. Every time you provide, every time you reveal yourself. And Lord, we just want to thank you for being a God who's still in control, who's still sovereign, who still sees, who still saves. Lord, that's who you were, and that's who you're always going to be. Lord, we can rest in that. We can know that you are faithful, that you are good. So Lord, I pray that as we see our world unfold into chaos, Lord, that we would just hold fast to you. Lord, that we wouldn't be content with just knowing who you are and leaving it there. But Lord, would we go? You've sent us. Would you give us boldness? Because Lord, there's a world that needs your love. There's a world that needs to know your truth, to know your goodness, to taste and see for themselves. So Lord, would we grow hungry for your glory? For your name. And Lord, we just thank you. That's all we can do. All we can do is bring our hallelujah. So Lord, we want to lay every crown at your feet. We want to lay every breath, every song, because they all belong to you. So Lord, I pray that you would go before us as we pray, as we hear one another's burdens, as we hear one another's days and lives, Lord, the good things, the bad things. Lord, would you help us to remember that you're Lord over all of it, and help us to be an encouragement to one another. So Lord, we love you, we thank you, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the night of prayer and worship. It's great to be able to worship together. I want to remind you about some truths about who God is in Lamentations 3:21. Jeremiah is really discouraged, and he says, "This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him." It's the refocus. And a lot of times our lives get out of focus, and we got to refocus on the character of God. And Jeremiah is reminded that God's merciful, that he has unending love towards us. His mercy and his compassion don't fail. You can count on this as the sun rises, that there's fresh mercy from the Lord. Why is there fresh mercy? Because we need it every morning. And then there's this declaration, great is your faithfulness. You know, as we were singing together, just resounding in my heart and my mind, God is faithful. Whatever we're going to pray over and pray together about in just a moment, God is faithful. We're pressing into a faithful Father. So to focus on his mercy, to focus on his grace, his love, and his faithfulness, and be reminded God's our portion. He's the bread of life. He's the living water. God wants to pour out living water. are we thirsty, we can come to him tonight and receive that living water. Well, in Galatians 6:2, it says to bear one another's burdens. And so we're going to take some time just to share with each other some heavy things that are going on in our lives. You don't have to go into a lot of detail, but is there a challenge that comes to mind, and to share it with the group? But then also, what's a joy in your life? The Bible tells us to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. It may be that you got a raise. It may be that you had a lot of really good ice cream this summer. It may be that you've been reminded that your sins are forgiven, that a family member's coming into town, but something that's causing you joy where you go, man, this is a victory in my life. And you know, this I think is something that God is growing us in as a church, is being able to be in relationship with each other, because the world's isolated. I mean, you can get everything you need for your house without going outside your door. You know, it'll get delivered to your house, which sometimes is pretty nice, amen? But you can go to school. A lot of you students maybe go to school online. You know, that you're at home, you're online, you work from home, and you're like, I'm not in relationship with a lot of people. And sometimes it's easy to come into RMC and to head out and not engage with anyone. And so this does stretch us and it makes us uncomfortable, but I think it's right where God would have us to be. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna break up into groups of three or five, and let's try to have groups of three or five so that everyone gets a chance to share. And just share something you're thankful for, share something you're burdened with, and then we're trusting that one or two people in your group will feel led to pray and to pray over those needs, and then the worship team will lead us back into worship. Sounds good? All right, let's stand up, find groups of three or five, and online as well, our online community, share what you're thankful for, share your burdens, and let's engage with each other.
Hey guys, we're going to come back into a time of worship. If you're still praying, we encourage you to keep praying. We don't want to stop you from what the Lord is doing and how he's speaking. But if you want to stand, if you want to sit, if you want to kneel before the Lord, we just encourage you to enter into whatever posture the Lord has put in your heart for worship tonight. Because we know that when we call on the name of Jesus, things happen. He's still the God of miracles. He's still the God who's in control, who saves. And that's the one we're worshiping tonight. That's the name that we're calling on. It's the one that we hold to. So let's sing this together.
Jesus, hear my voice again. So break these walls and break.
Oh,
Still in your presence, all the noise dies down. Come and speak to me now. You have all my attention. I will linger and listen. I can't miss a thing. Come on, cause we know. Cause Lord, I know my heart wants more of you. My heart wants something new, so I surrender all. Cause all I want is to live within your love, be undone by who you are. Cause my desire. Just a touch of heaven, just a moment in your presence. Hey. Cause you're the fire in the morning, you're the cool in the evening, the breath in my soul, oh, and the life in. There's no hesitation in your love and affection. It's the sweetest of all. Only sing, Lord, I know why. Oh, tell him tonight. So come into surrender. Oh, cause all I want is to live.
Service tonight, we're giving him everything we say.
To give what only you,
yeah, we need you, Jesus.
So Jesus, have your
way.
I open up my
heart. Yeah, come on, he wants your all tonight, not just a piece of you. And to begin to open up your heart to Jesus, not just a little bit. Man, we're abandoning our fear, we're abandoning our anxiety. taking hold of what the Lord can only do, the freedom that only He can bring, the healing that only He can bring. Yeah, with everything you've got, we sing, I open.
Yeah, I open up my heart to
I'm not afraid to die.
And Lord, we're thankful for the victory that comes. And when we approach your throne boldly, but with humility, when we ask for breakthrough, when we ask for revival, Lord, you're faithful to do those things. Sometimes it takes laying our lives on the altar, our agendas on the altar, our hopes and dreams on the altar. Lord, but we could strive for 100 years to do what it only takes a second in your presence. So Lord, we take hold of the victory that only you have. To take our ruin, God, and bring it into revival. And it's only through the power of your Spirit. So Jesus, as we sing this last song, and would praise begin to fill our hearts. The victory, the assurance, the blessed assurance that we have in you, Jesus, outweigh in any of the things that we've been harboring or we've been holding on to. Because Lord, we just want you. We don't want to try and do all this stuff on our own. So Lord, we continue to praise you, continue to worship you, and we take hold of that victory tonight. And in Jesus' name.
know, church, I don't know about you, but sometimes I really struggle with that. It's all going to be for His glory. And I think that's the hardest thing to remember as the darkness surrounds us as it grows. Even in good things, sometimes it's hard to remember that. But it's all for His glory, no matter what. And so, Jesus, we just thank You that we can choose, in spite of feelings, in spite of circumstances, in spite of difficulties, in spite of trials, You give us the supernatural power of the indwelling of Your Holy Spirit to proclaim that truth, that we know that You are for us, that we stand in Your victory, not in our own, in Yours, the precious blood of Jesus that You spilled out for us so that we wouldn't have to pay the penalty for the sin that we so often return to. If there's walls here tonight in our own hearts between us, Lord God, would You soften those walls? Would You break them down in our spirits and help us return to You? Remind us of Your truth. Bring us to a deeper level of knowing You. Restore to us the joy of our salvation, the joy that we might not walk in whatever it is that we're struggling with. Maybe it's depression, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's fear. Maybe you're here today and you're full of joy. Praise God. For those who are here and full of joy, Lord God, would they go forth and minister to those who are not? Would You restore the power of Your Holy Spirit in this place that is always with us, but sometimes we quench it and sometimes the world quenches it. Bring us back to that place and let us go forth and shine Your light to this dying world around us. May we be light bearers of joy and peace and victory found in You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. We love You. We love You, Jesus. It's in Your name we pray. Amen.
Well, thanks for coming. May the Lord bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you. It's always a pleasure to worship with you, and we'll see you back here this weekend.